Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 31st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Apple has officially announced that its rollout of the redesigned Apple Maps experience is now complete in the United States. Apple touts that the new Apple Maps design gives users faster and more accurate navigation, improved mapping detail, better road coverage, and much more. The release of the rebuilt Apple Maps design was essentially complete last month, but since then Apple has added more detail for things like traffic lights and expanded the interface in CarPlay. This week marks the first time that Apple has officially confirmed the completion of the rollout in the United States. Apple replaced Google Maps on the iPhone with its own custom mapping application back in 2012, but that launch didn't go very well, with Tim Cook even apologizing for how Maps fell short of customer expectations. In 2018, Apple promised that it was rebuilding a new version of Apple Maps from the ground up. That's the version and the rollout that is now complete and available everywhere in the United States. In addition to the added detail and new design, the rebuilt version of Apple Maps packs a handful of other new features as well. Look Around is a new feature in iOS 13 that offers street-level view with high-resolution 3D photography. But while the added detail of the new Apple Maps experience is available everywhere in the United States, Look Around is still limited to major city areas including New York City, the San Francisco Bay Area, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. But ultimately, the goal of the new Apple Maps experience is to provide a more comprehensive view of roads, buildings, parks, airports, malls, and other public places. Apple is also doubling down on its commitment to user privacy. The company touts that no sign-in is required to use Apple Maps, and no data is associated with Apple IDs in any way. A user's location is also obscured when searching for something in Apple Maps through a process called fuzzing. Apple Maps converts the precise location where the search originated to a less exact one after 24 hours, and it does not retain a history of what has been searched or where the user has been. So what about the rollout of the redesigned Apple Maps outside of the United States? Apple executive Eddie Q says that Apple looks forward to bringing the new design to the rest of the world, starting with Europe, at some point later this year. In other news, Apple has added another 11 stunning underwater video screensavers to the Apple TV this week. If you're using the aerial screensaver option, the Apple TV will automatically download these new screensavers, and they'll appear in the rotation alongside existing videos. The new screensavers are available in 1080p and 4K, which means they will show up on any Apple TV that runs tvOS. The aerial screensavers on Apple TV have gradually expanded over time, with Apple starting with slow-mo shots of landmarks and cities around the world. Since then, it has added video from the International Space Station, as well as underwater scenes. Apple films most of the screensavers itself, using drones, helicopters, and other methods to capture the video. These additions bring the total of the Apple TV video screensavers to more than 80 scenes. You can find them now in the aerial screensaver on your Apple TV. tvOS downloads new videos based on your settings. Also remember that you can swipe left and right on the Siri remote while looking at the screensavers to switch between different options, and you can tap on the touchpad to see where that particular video is from. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Apple Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many dev teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. Mac Stadium also recently debuted Orca, a new virtualization layer that lets developers integrate with standard tools like Docker to create and manage Mac clouds. And for 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off the first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription with code 9 to 5 Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals over at 9to5 Toys include Apple Watch Series 4, discounted by up to $300. You'll find deals on Nike Plus, high-end models, and much more at B&H and Amazon. We also have a notable MacBook sale going on over at B&H as well, with up to $500 off. The latest 16-inch MacBook Pro is discounted by as much as $400 as a part of this promotion. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5 Toys. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5 Toys to stay up to date on all of the latest price drops throughout the day.
Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a review from Jeff Benjamin of the Glyph Atom Pro SSD, which is a fast Thunderbolt 3-enabled drive with a clever and portable design. We've also got the first episode of Season 3 of the 9to5 Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sundell. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to the show. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave a rating and a review to help more people discover 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.